Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Naresh Mago with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates and lays foundation stone of multiple development projects worth around 33,500 crore rupees in New Delhi. International Women's Day is being observed today. President Draupadi Murmu says women can achieve excellence in every field when provided with opportunities and support. Balendra Shah's Rashtriya Swatantra Party set to form government in Nepal after securing decisive lead in elections and decimating established parties. In All England Open Badminton Championships, India's star shuttler Lakshya Sen faces Lin Chun-Yi in a historic men's singles final in Birmingham at 5 p.m. And in ICC Men's T20 World Cup final, India to take on New Zealand in Ahmedabad this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth around 33,500 crore rupees in New Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said the facilities and infrastructure in the national capital are being steadily strengthened and expanded. He said the projects launched today will strengthen infrastructure, improve connectivity and enhance the ease of living of people in the city.
जब भारत जैसे विशाल लोकतंत्र के बारे में सोचता है तो अक्सर उसके मन में दिल्ली की तस्वीर आती है। दिल्ली केवल भारत की राजधानी नहीं है, ये भारत की पहचान भी है, भारत की ऊर्जा का प्रतीक भी है। इसलिए दिल्ली का विकास केवल एक शहर का विकास नहीं होता, यह पूरे देश की छवि से जुड़ा होता है।
The Prime Minister said India is scripting a new chapter in women empowerment and they're playing an important role in the country's development. He said under the leadership of Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta, the national capital is witnessing continued development. Mr. Modi said India's women power is moving ahead with renewed energy in every sector and making a significant contribution to nation building.
आज भारत महिला सशक्तिकरण की नई गाथा लिख रहा है। यहाँ रेखा गुप्ता जी के सफल नेतृत्व में राजधानी का विकास हो रहा है। राजनीति, प्रशासन, विज्ञान, खेल या समाज सेवा का क्षेत्र, भारत की नारी शक्ति हर क्षेत्र में एक नई ऊर्जा से आगे बढ़ रही है।
Prime Minister Modi said the new metro section that opened today will provide a significant benefit to millions of residents of the capital. Mr. Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of Delhi Metro projects worth about 18,300 crore rupees. He also inaugurated two new corridors of the Delhi Metro. These include the Majlis Park-Mauchpur-Babarpur Pink Line corridor of around 12.3 kilometers and the Dipali Chowk-Majlis Park-Magenta Line corridor of around 9.9 kilometers. These corridors will provide direct connectivity to several important locations in the national capital and improve connectivity for residents travelling between Noida, South Delhi and the airport. On the occasion, Housing and Urban Affairs Minister Manohar Lal said, Metro Rail has become the lifeline of Delhi and is helping commuters to save considerable travel time. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta and Minister of State for Housing and Urban Affairs Tokhan Sahu, among others, are also present on the occasion. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi visited General Pool Residential Accommodation, GPRA, Type 5 quarters in Sarojini Nagar in New Delhi and handed over the keys to women allottees. On the occasion, Mr. Modi interacted with the women Shramjeevi workers. Prime Minister Modi also inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of multiple projects worth 15,200 crore rupees under the GPRA redevelopment plan. President Draupadi Murmu has said that when women are given opportunities and support, they can achieve excellence in every field. Addressing a national-level celebration on the occasion of International Women's Day in New Delhi today, the President said that women have taken the lead in all spheres, be it entrepreneurship or corporate world.
हमारे देश तेजी से प्रगति करे और नागरिकों के पूर्ण क्षमता का राष्ट्र हित में उपयोग हो सके, इसके लिए जरूरी है कि हम न केवल अपनी बेटियों को उच्च सपने देखने के लिए प्रेरित करें, बल्कि उन सपनों को पूरा करने के लिए भी हम उनके कदम से कदम मिला के सहयोग करें।
The president said India is rapidly moving towards women-led development and women's participation in the workforce has increased. She highlighted that the schemes like Beti Bachao, Beti Padhao, PM Mudra Yojana and Mission Shakti have led to the empowerment of women.
Skill India Mission महिलाओं को गैर परंपरागत क्षेत्रों में भी कुशल बना रही है। महिलाएं जॉब क्रिएटर की भूमिका में भी आगे बढ़ रही है। स्टार्टअप इंडिया के अंतर्गत सहायता प्राप्त करने वाले आधे से अधिक स्टार्टअप में कम एक महिला डायरेक्टर है। गवर्नमेंट ई मार्केट प्लेस पर वर्तमान में 2 लाख से अधिक महिला स्वामित्व वाले MSMEs सक्रिय है।
President Draupadi Murmu said that women's participation in education is increasing and the country has achieved gender parity in school education. She said that the nation's daughters are also performing exceptionally well in sports. Speaking on the occasion, Women and Child Development Minister Annapurna Devi said that the centre is working with a whole-of-government approach to empower the lives of women. International Women's Day is being observed today. In Uttar Pradesh, Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath said that his government is firmly committed to ensuring the safety, dignity and self-reliance of the Adi Abadi. He also attended the Pink Rozgar Mahakumbh 2026 program in Lucknow today. The day is being observed in various parts of the country. We have a report.
सारे जहां पे भारी मेरे भारत की बेटी।
The theme this year is Rights, Justice, Action for All Women and Girls. It highlights the need to strengthen women's rights, ensuring access to justice and accelerating action towards gender equality worldwide. The Ministry of Women and Child Development organized a women-led Shakti Walk in New Delhi on this occasion. Union Minister for Women and Child Development Annapurna Devi, Minister of State Savitri Thakur and Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta, among others, participated in the walk. The Shakti Walk covered about 2 kilometer stretch from India Gate to Vijay Chowk along Kartavya Path in the national capital. Speaking on the occasion, Ms. Annapurna Devi said that women across various sectors have participated in the event, reflecting the commitment of women-led development in every field. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta emphasized that women play an effective role across various fields, including startups to space missions. In Haryana, a women's marathon was organized at Dronacharya Stadium in Kurukshetra. For the first time, a vintage car and bike rally was organized in Faridabad. In Punjab, Chief Justice of India, Suryakant, flagged off a walkathon in Chandigarh. Justice Kant said the walkathon was aimed at raising awareness about women's rights. In Maharashtra, the Asmita League was inaugurated by Union Minister of State for Youth Affairs and Sports, Raksha Khadse, in Chhatrapati Sambhajinagar. She encouraged women to take part in sports in large numbers. Aprajita, News Desk, Akashwani, Delhi.
President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended greetings to the citizens on the occasion. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Balendra Shah's Rashtriya Swatantra Party RSP is all set to form the next government in Nepal after securing a decisive lead in parliamentary elections and decimating the established parties. Popularly known as Balen, the 35-year-old prime ministerial candidate of the RSP defeated 4-time Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli of CPN-UML by a margin of nearly 50,000 votes. Balen will be the first Madhesi Prime Minister of the Himalaya nation and also the youngest to occupy the top post in the country's parliamentary history. Rashtriya Swatantra Party has won in 106 constituencies so far and is leading in 18 constituencies under the first-past-the-post system. Nepali Congress has won 15 and is leading in another 3 constituencies. UML has 7 seats and is leading in 3, and NCP has won 6 and is leading in 2. Of the 275 members of parliament, 165 are being elected through direct voting, while the remaining 110 through proportionate method. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated the people and government of Nepal for the successful conduct of elections. Israel renewed its assault on southern Lebanon early today, including targeting commanders of the Lebanese branch of Iran's Revolutionary Guards Quds Force. The latest strikes in Lebanon followed an Israeli attack yesterday on an oil storage facility in Tehran. Israeli airstrikes killed 8 people in southern Lebanon, the Lebanese health ministry said, and local media reported that an Israeli drone hit a hotel in Beirut, killing 4. The deaths came on top of at least 47 killed yesterday in Israeli strikes. Meanwhile, U.S. President Trump threatened that Iran would be hit hard and more areas and groups of people would become targets. He firmly denied any chance of a settlement at this stage. The International Cricket Council's three-day meet from March 25 to 27 in Doha, Qatar, has been postponed in the wake of the ongoing West Asia conflict. The meeting is expected to be reconvened sometime in April, although a new date has not yet been announced. The meet was expected to be attended by ICC board directors, chief executives, committee members and senior leadership. The ICC chose Qatar as the venue for the meeting because of its growing engagement with cricket in Qatar. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, defending champions India will lock horns with New Zealand in the summit clash at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad today. The match will start at 7 in the evening. This will be the Indian team's fourth appearance in a T20 World Cup final as they aim for a record-breaking third title. New Zealand, on the other hand, will be playing their second final as they chase their maiden trophy. In the All England Open Badminton Championships, India's star shuttler Lakshya Sen faces Lin Chun-Yi of Chinese Taipei in a historic men's singles final in Birmingham at 5 this evening. This is a pivotal opportunity for Sen to script history. A victory will end India's 25-year wait for the prestigious title, making him only the third Indian to achieve the feat after Prakash Padukone in 1980 and Pulela Gopichand in 2001. Having finished as runner-up in 2022, this is Lakshya's second shot at the crown. The India Meteorological Department has forecast isolated or scattered rainfall over Jammu, Kashmir and Uttarakhand till the 13th of this month. It also predicted thunderstorm accompanied by lightning over coastal Andhra Pradesh, Kerala and Mahe till tomorrow. Similar conditions are expected over sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim during the next 3 to 4 days. Meanwhile, heatwave conditions are expected over Himachal Pradesh and Vidarbha today. According to the Met Department, maximum temperatures will continue to be above normal by 8 to 10 degrees Celsius over parts of western Himalayan region during the next 2 days. In the Indian bullion market, gold and silver prices declined this week as investors booked profits following a recent rally, weighed down by a stronger US dollar, rising treasury yields and lower expectations of Federal Reserve rate cuts. Silver futures on the multi-commodity exchange for the May contract plunged more than 5% over the week to close at 268,285 rupees per kilogram. Meanwhile, gold futures for the April contract dropped almost 0.3% during the week to settle at 161,634 rupees per 10 grams. Meanwhile, geopolitical tensions and inflation concerns continue to weigh on precious metals, adding to heightened volatility across the broader commodities market. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates and lays the foundation stones of multiple development projects worth around 33,500 crore rupees in New Delhi. International Women's Day is being observed today. President Draupadi Murmu says women can achieve excellence in every field when provided with opportunities and support. Balendra Shah's Rashtriya Swatantra Party set to form government in Nepal after securing decisive lead in elections and decimating the established parties. In All England Open Badminton Championships, India's star shuttler Lakshya Sen faces Lin Chun-Yi in a historic men's singles final in Birmingham at 5 p.m. And in ICC Men's T20 World Cup final, India to take on New Zealand in Ahmedabad this evening. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the midday news.